Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, Mark Thorell with the Plan Vision Podcast. This discussion will be primarily for the expat clients, particularly the newer ones of Plan Vision, but could apply to Americans too. And it has to do with some mechanics of getting started with your investment plan and some ideas there as well. Now, the most important thing about your plan is that you buy your investments, that you invest the money. And I recommend that you get started as soon as you can and that you be as regular and consistent as possible in your investments. Now, for some of my clients, if they are connected with Plan Vision, their Interactive Brokers account is connected with Plan Vision. We can view their accounts on our portal, and I can see these. There's all these people with money sitting in cash. And this happens to other investors too. You're waiting for the right moment. Isn't that what you're doing? You're waiting for the big sell-off that's going to come. Please don't do this. Just invest your money. Don't have cash sitting in your brokerage account. My concern is that if you're going to wait around for the right moment to sell, you're going to miss so much growth. And then what happens when the sell-off comes? Are you going to get your cash in at the right time? What if it starts and it goes down by 8 or 9%? Here you go. You got the right moment to get in, but then it goes back up again. What if the sell-off isn't big enough and it's not below what you would have put your money in anyway a while ago? This is classic market timing. Don't have cash in your brokerage account unless you need to have cash there. This is a long-term plan. Don't get caught up in what's going on today. I've got too many clients when I go and I just see their money sitting in cash because they're waiting for the right moment. Another comment for those getting started with their investment plan, and this is about the mechanics of investing in your brokerage account. Don't be too concerned about precision with your investments. For many of my clients that are starting, particularly even the younger ones, I don't even worry about a bond fund. Just get your money in there. Start buying your ETFs. Get used to the process. Get used to the rhythm. Don't worry about asset allocation. Don't worry about rebalancing at this point. The most important thing, again, on an ongoing basis, is that you have a regular, consistent savings plan. It's fine to be in all stocks as a younger investor. I don't really care that much. What I care more about than anything else is that you begin to develop the habits that are important in a long-term, in a successful long-term plan. You start investing and you try to stick with it as soon as you can. And as far as rebalancing goes, that's an important concept, but it doesn't matter that much when your account is small. And even when you're rebalancing going forward, again, don't get too worried if your rebalancing is not precise. You can be off a little bit here, a little bit there. Doesn't have to be spot on perfect. Just keep investing. When I do plans and projections, especially for the younger people that I work with in their 20s and 30s, even their early to mid 40s, there is one column in that projection that always stands out. There are some other columns or data points that matter too. And that is how long you're going to work for, when you may retire, how long you're going to live for, and your expenses. Those are big and those are important factors as well. But gosh, the one that will always stick out is the amount that you save on a year in, year out basis. Savings is what drives long-term success. So don't worry too much about the mechanics. You want to get them right, but man, just get that money in there, get it invested, and stick with your savings plan.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.